The Obama administration blames Iraqis for failing to grant the necessary privileges and immunities for a U.S. force presence beyond 2011. This, too, is totally misleading because, as we saw firsthand, Senator Graham and I traveled to Baghdad, to Erbil, and we met with Maliki, we met with Alawi, we met with Barzani. We met with all of the leaders of the main political blocs, and we heard a common message during all of these conversations. Iraqi leaders recognized that it was in their country's interest to maintain a limited number of U.S. troops to continue training and assisting Iraqi security forces beyond 2011. But when we asked Ambassador Jim Jeffrey and the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, Lloyd Austin, in direct response to a question in a meeting with then Prime Minister with Maliki, he said, "Okay, I want to know how many troops and what their missions are." We turned to General Austin. The answer was that they have still not made a decision. In Erbil, Barzani said he would fly to Baghdad. Alawi, the actual winner of the election, said that he would agree.